Today we celebrate one of the great dogmas, the great truths of our faith about the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that is that from the first moment of her existence, because of the unique role and the history of salvation that God had chosen for her, she was preserved from original sin and also, of course, also never committed any actual sins in her life. And this was in light of her role to be the mother of God, to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This put her in the same position as Adam and Eve were before the fall. It restored in her that perfect humanity that God intended from the beginning. One of the things, though, that it didn't change for her, like it didn't change for Adam and Eve, was her free will. She still had a choice. You know, God does not override our free will. And he especially does not override free will when it comes to a matter so foundational, so fundamental, so essential as the accepting of the will of God for us in our lives, accepting the word of God as the Blessed Virgin Mary did so perfectly in her own life. That's one of the things that we should always remember. The Annunciation was not a formality. It was a real decision, a real act of the will of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She could have refused, as Adam and Eve refused God's will for them, and as we can and unfortunately do. But she shows us how things are supposed to be and how according our will to the will of God does not diminish who we are. A lot of times we think, like a little child getting all upset when, they're corrected or saying, like, you're not the boss of me, Have you ever heard a little child, you're not the boss of me? Well, we sort of have those little tantrums with God sometime, and we think somehow that if I assert myself and do my own thing or whatever, somehow I'm going to be more authentically myself. Well, actually, we become less authentically ourselves, less of what God meant us to be. And the Blessed Virgin Mary shows this to us. By her constant yes to God, her exercise of her free will at every moment of her being, including right now, she is glorified by God, and her humanity shines forth as what it's supposed to be. We see that in the difference of what happens after the fact, or when God comes sort of in search. Adam and Eve hide from God. Heard that in the gospel. God comes down and says, where are you? But when the angel Gabriel comes to propose to her this wonderful destiny, this wonderful choice that she can make, the Blessed Virgin Mary is there and ready to receive that word, even though she ponders it, it says. It doesn't necessarily mean she absolutely gets it right off the bat, but she says yes right off the bat. And that exercise of her free will, that authentic humanity, is what then adds to her glory. And she shows us the way for us to experience that as well.